We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One CEO is calling for very positive economic growth this year, as USA Radio Network's Doug Christian reports.
JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says 4% economic growth this year is a possibility. Dimon tells Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo, the economy is doing quite well. If we have a couple of years of good growth, that could justify the markets where they are. 4% economic growth this year is a possibility.
The influx of the flu virus is causing havoc all across the United States. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
The influx of people suffering from flu-like symptoms forced one hospital in Dallas to declare that it was at critical capacity. In a written statement issued to the USA Radio Network from Calvert Collins Bratton, a Methodist Dallas Medical Center, they were rerouting non-emergency patients due to high volumes of people with flu-like symptoms. The statement went on, this measure was so we could take care of emergency patients such as trauma, stroke, and those transferred by ambulance.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, and you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
And with a look at some of the stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's Luke Vargas.
From UN headquarters in New York, I'm Luke Vargas with a selection of the day's top world news headlines. In a press conference in Seoul on Wednesday, South Korea's president gave President Trump big credit for creating a diplomatic opening. President Moon Jae-in went on to speculate U.S.-led sanctions and pressure may have led North Korea to the negotiating table. Hours later, in a phone call between the two leaders, Trump reportedly said he was open to the U.S. joining talks with North Korea at a later date. The government of Ecuador is calling Julian Assange's continued refuge inside the country's embassy in London unsustainable. The WikiLeaks founder has spent 5.5 years inside the facility to evade arrest, but Ecuador's foreign minister is pursuing a mediation, possibly with a third country, to resettle Assange elsewhere. Although Assange is no longer wanted by Swedish authorities, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has stated that arresting Assange is a priority of the Trump administration. And the search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 will resume in the southern Indian Ocean within days. That announcement follows a deal struck between Malaysia's government and the U.S. company Ocean Infinity, which will only be paid if they find the plane within 90 days. MH370 disappeared in March 2014 after departing Kuala Lumpur. The governments of Australia, China, and Malaysia spent nearly 3 years unsuccessfully searching for the plane.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. I want to give you an update on the forecast if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area today on January 10th, 2018. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 29. It's actually warm for us, as everybody knows. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high of 49. And then periods of rain, mainly after 8 p.m. on Thursday night. Patchy fog until about 11 p.m. with a low about 44. Then periods of rain, mainly before 2 p.m. on Friday. Areas of fog, high near 63. Periods of rain and mainly after 8 p.m. on Friday night. Patchy fog again with a low around 41. Then periods of rain continue on Saturday, mainly before 1 p.m. Then a chance of snow showers after 1 p.m. with a high of still near 50. So then we turn back to our current life, and Saturday night is going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 21, and then mostly sunny with a high of about 30 on Sunday, and then mostly clear with a low around 15 again on Sunday night, and then Martin Luther King Day, sunny with a high near 28. So we're going to go to our quick break, and I'm going to allow my guest in studio today, Carol Gable, to tell you about our amazing woman on the line calling in from Princeton. So stay with us on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a nice day. I just wanted to let you know that we are on Hunterdon Chamber Radio today, and we are streaming live across the nation. My guest in studio today is Carol Gable, and she's representing Pam Tebb as a company, and Shia, that she's going to introduce about, is calling in on the line. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about Carol. As you know, if you've been listening over the years, Carol Gable has been on the show many times. She is the founder and CEO of Seven Pearls Risk Management Firm. She's going to talk about that for a little bit. And then also, she was the past vice president of the State of New Jersey Chamber of Commerce, and also that of the Delaware. So welcome back to the show, Carol. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeannie.
It's always great to have you here.
It's always great to be here. Thank you for delivering that weather report. It's been a little crazy, right?
It's been freezing.
Yeah. So, Seven Pearls, risk management, all the areas of risk mitigation with small to medium-sized businesses, as you know. You know, within our chamber world, there's tons of small to medium-sized businesses that have all kinds of issues. So, like yourself, I like to go about and find businesses that I think are extraordinary. And, you know, as the name of our radio show here is, Talented People, Chaya Pamela is a very talented individual. Chaya and I met over a year ago, and we've been working together, and so many magical things have happened since I met Chaya. So, Chaya, are you with us? Chaya,
are you on the line?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Jean and Carol, for your kind words and introduction.
Yeah. Chaya, why don't you tell the audience about yourself? I know it would take us probably a week if we really wanted to find out about you and really explore the real magic of you. But just briefly, you know, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, first of all, for having me on the show. So my name is Chaya Pamula, and I am the president and CEO of the company called Pampton. We are based in New Jersey, Princeton. Just to tell about myself, I also founded a not-for-profit organization called Sofkin. So between my family, Pampton, and Sofkin, I would say my entire life revolves around these three things, obviously with so many other linkages into everything that aligns to my passion. And Carol, it's great. I met you a year ago. Jean, I met you, and we also had this show earlier. So I'm so happy to share again on this show.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And Chaya, you know, you mentioned your family, how important that is to you. And I'm, you know, very lucky to know your family. And why don't you talk a little bit about your background, you know, how you get started in the nonprofit world and tell the audience a little bit about what's most important to you, going more into detail.
Sure. So I'm actually a girl from a very small town from India. You know, I lived in India pretty much throughout my, you know, childhood and also as a young adult. After I got married, I, you know, moved to the United States, and it's been about 20 years I'm living in this wonderful country. So my family, actually my dad's side of the family used to be a very huge family, and I would say I had the opportunity to witness and experience the values that were taught by my parents. Living in a huge family, you learn a lot about, you know, sharing, loving, and being in a community environment. All those values instill in you, and they would be really helpful as you grow as an adult. But I had, even though I had the best childhood, and I would say great memories to cherish throughout my life, I lost my parents as a young adult, where I And when my parents were there, I would say I was treated more like a princess with all the facilities and amenities around me. We lived a culture where, you know, British kind of led that culture, the style of living, everything, having a lot of maids in the house for helping and us and getting the through the day. But after my parents passed away, my life really changed. I was thrown into a realistic world where I learned that life is not all that organized and simple. So I learned the hard way to overcome the socio-economic and cultural barriers to become what I am today. And, of course, with the help of many members of the family and friends along the way. But one thing that really made me have that level of perseverance towards my goals is the promise that my mother took from me. So my mother lived in this huge family, taking on a lot of responsibilities, but yet, even though she wasn't that educated, she finished her education at high school, she left it, and she, but she managed this huge family. And she had the inherent quality of being a leader, being, you know, someone people would look up to. So she always was a great personality that everybody learned from her and also respected her. And this huge family always listened to her. And that's what really made me wonder, you know, to be a leader, that's a quality that you actually acquire throughout your lifetime. You learned so many things. Doesn't require to be, you know, highly educated person to be a good leader. So she's the one who took a promise from me, saying that I would not be depending on others. Even though she passed away, I would be independent, and not only just independent, also help others in my life. So that stuck with me as a child, and also as I grew up. And I started to be very adamant about having my, you know, career built for me. And I also did not want to just get married and settle down in life. I really was very outspoken about building a career and working, gaining the experience in my career, and not just, you know, be someone who would depend on someone else. And not having that recognition of my life, or not being noticed, you know. I just wanted to be noticed and my very existence. So there used to be people say that, oh, God, she lost her parents and we need to get her married and she's going to find a family. Those kind of things actually made me more and more stubborn about what I wanted to achieve. So this with this perseverance, I really came across all those barriers and grew in my professional career as well as a person. I learned so much through this journey that I felt that I would be able to share with others, other children who are in similar situations. So that's really the idea behind starting the organization called SOFKIN, Support Organization for Kids in Need, where I felt it's not just about providing financial help or medical help or education to these children. There is something else where you have to make them feel they're secure and make them feel confident to realize their big dreams in their lives. So the uniqueness of SOFKIN revolves around teaching them the values, teaching them that they are special individuals, teaching them that their existence is important, teaching them that they can still realize their dreams. So that's what we really focus on.
Well, you know, Chaya, you've got this amazing story, and I can't wait to continue it. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Gable. My guest today is Chaya Pamula from PAM 10. And Chaya, we were just talking about one of your favorite topics, soft kin. And before I turn the mic over to you again, I thought it was just really interesting to listen to you talk about your mother and also talk about your father, you know, the influence of both of them. And I think that's really important in the story that you weave. And we'll get into PAM 10 later and what the significance of that male-female relationship is. But let's go to one of your favorite topics, soft kin, and educate our audience on the importance not only of this nonprofit to you, but why it's important for for-profits and how this model may change the way that we think about business.
That's a great question. I can share some thoughts around this. I'm still figuring out the formula.
So, well, you're doing a great job so far.
Thank you, Carol. So for a not-for-profit, you know, when you look at the children that we work with or people who are working either from being a volunteer or actually being a beneficiary, one thing is the opportunity. I think the way they look at the opportunity is so different from a lot of us who are successful in career working for somebody. We see the opportunity more as sometimes we take it for granted. It's part of the business. So, for example, when I teach something to the children, they really get it very quickly, and they're very inquisitive, curious about learning more and excelling in that specific quality, because they're constantly trying to prove their existence and prove that their ability to do something or perform something. Whereas a lot of times on the for-profit side in the organization, you see people who think it is their responsibility or duty to perform something, not necessarily always aspiring to excel and to prove themselves. Again, we have all these HR policies and, you know, rewarding, acknowledging, rewarding employees to kind of motivate them and inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you look at the not-for-profit world, there is very less required to push them to excel in their growth. It's all around their own self motivation to be able to perform well and to get that recognition and to be visible. So that's a big lesson learned. You know, there are so many things in life that we take for granted, where in the nonprofit world, they actually look at things as something. Every opportunity is something. It's a scarce opportunity for them. They'll never be able to get it if they lose it.
Right.
So I started to wonder, how do I bring that kind of perspective to an opportunity into a for-profit world? So the best thing I thought would be, because I feel that I'm so fortunate having both these worlds where I'm able to, you leverage a lot of learnings from one of them and be able to reinforce those learnings on both sides. So usually we have our company-wide employee meeting in our for-profit company. We have a meeting, global meeting, once a month. So there are times what I try to do is bring these kids onto the Skype call so the employees can listen into their perspective, their views, and also be able to feel happy that they're able to contribute to transforming the lives of these children. Because our company, I think we're going to talk more about Pampton, but Pampton is so much integrated into Softkin. So there is a percentage of profits that we donate to the organization, and we also help these children to find jobs. So, in fact, we absorbed about 3 of our children from Softkin into Pampton as full-time employees, and we also give a lot of internship opportunities to these children. So what I'm trying to say is the learning, the value system that is so integrated into Softkin is something that I wanted to bring into for-profit company Pampton, right? So when we do these team-building exercises, we also bring in the young adults from Softkin to join the teams in Pampton. So we have done a couple of team-building events where we raise questions about how do you see opportunity, what do you need to have in order to become an entrepreneur, and how do you handle a situation somebody is not treating you well. Believe me, the responses that come from these children versus the responses that come from our employees are so different.
Mm.
And every time they felt like they learned different perspectives from each other. So where the value system is something that we can absorb from Softkin. So one big learning for me as a person is when something is not being done, we're not meeting a deadline or a deliverable, I worked for many companies, I have seen the attitude where the leadership or the management starts talking about how the sky is going to fall on your head, right? It's the end of the life. But here, dealing with the life of these children every day and having to deal with much, much life-related issues, I feel that compared to those issues, what we face in a for-profit world are nothing.
Right.
So that perspective actually toned my own personality to be able to maintain that balance of what is so important at that moment versus what is that we can actually, it's good enough to move on and to be able to achieve that at a later time. So I think that's a big learning for me as a person. And also for our employees in the company, they also learn from these children that it is not about always proving about yourself. It is also about, as a team, working together to succeed in something. So when you talk about a not-for-profit, you've been engaged in many of these organizations as well. So you know that in the not-for-profit world, if you could introduce some corporate culture, right, a for-profit culture, it brings a lot more discipline into everything that we do. And nowadays, there's a big talk about running not-for-profits like for-profit organizations in terms of managing the money, in terms of maintaining relationships, in terms of educating the people who are working in the organization. So I'm able to bring that kind of discipline and leadership qualities into our children. So there are many programs we introduced in our nonprofit organization where a lot of our children have developed, are able to develop the leadership skills right from the young age, so they can be very, very successful when they grow up.
As I said in the beginning, you know, this is such a great model that I know other companies could look at and really learn from. I want to talk a little bit about one of your mentors, Lucy, Sister Lucy, and how resourceful were both of you in the establishment of not only Maher, you know, Lucy's organization, but how the two of you collaborated and what great resources you were able to develop not only with the children, but some of the women in India that now are placed within Sofkin, and how you and Lucy collaborated, which I think is wonderful, especially in our climate right now of women, you know, taking more of a stand for equality and respect. I think, you know, women could also learn from each other, you know, to help, you know, help one another when they're challenged, you know. So if you could talk a little bit about Sister Lucy and your relationship with her.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot that I can talk about Sister Lucy, but given the time, I think one thing I would like to highlight is she's my role model, my inspiration in this nonprofit world. When I was planning to initiate Sofkin, she's the one who actually encouraged me to go ahead and start something, and she would be able to give me that moral support. So before I started Sofkin, I started to help, support a home that consisted of about 25 children in Maher. I was able to support that for some time, and that's when I told Lucy that I wanted to start Sofkin, where we would be able to help more children in a different city. So that's when we both collaborated, and our model is to create these homes with 10 to 15 children, and then have caretakers who are the women that we pick from the streets, and they're usually they're trained and they're given rehabilitation training and medical assistance. And some of the women really want to excel in their career. They want to learn new things and then be self-sufficient. So we bring those women and then we absorb them in the organization, either in the administrative roles or they become the caretakers. Sometimes some women remember where they came from and they are reunited with their families. So the model is each home has these caretakers, the women, who are trained. So Sister Lucy's organization, Maher, trains all these women because it's a very women-focused organization. Obviously, women come with children, so we also have homes for children there. I adopted the same model, and then I started Sofkin. So today Sofkin has about four homes, two in Hyderabad and two in Maher that we are supporting, about 100-plus children. But Sister Lucy brings, I would say, with her experience, she's able to kind of guide me through this journey. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm stuck with a problem, I don't know the solution, she's the first person I would call. And similarly, I am on the board of Maher, where I'm able to help her from setting up a strategic direction, giving her guidance along with the other board members. And obviously, I'm able to bring some discipline to certain things. And I learn a lot from the nonprofit side from Lucy. So we both collaborate. And just to highlight on one aspect, you know, most NGOs, we think that we need to operate in our own little pool, because you obviously want to retain your sponsors and donors. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, there is so much more that the NGOs can share among themselves. That's why it's so important to connect with each other and build those relationships. That's one thing, one common aspect between Sofkin and Pampton we pay a lot of attention to is our client relationships, employee relationships, and on the Sofkin side, the donors and sponsors. And we also collaborate with other NGOs to learn from them and to share information across each other.
That's terrific. You know, Chaya, I want to tie a big bow around this in our next segment. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about PAM 10 and how you transferred all of this into a for-profit. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
USA Radio News.
This is not a judicial issue. It's really not an executive branch issue. Congress needs to fix it, and I'm optimistic that we can. Our country has a long history of treating children differently, particularly children who have not reached the age of legal accountability.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy's response to a decision last night by a federal judge in San Francisco to temporarily block President Trump's decision to end the DACA program. The DACA program, of course, shields hundreds of thousands of kids from deportation who came to this country illegally with their parents. Congressman Gowdy has an optimistic tone as far as whether a deal can be reached on immigration reform.
So I am optimistic that we're going to be able to solve that and in addition make sure this is the last time we have to have this conversation, which means border and interior security.
The president did make it very clear once again yesterday the only way a deal will be done in his eyes is if a border wall is funded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Before there were superheroes, there was Samson. From the author of the New York Times bestseller Fireproof, Eric Wilson tells the tale of the original superhero with divine strength to free his people from the rule of an evil empire, but only if he keeps his childhood vow to resist his very own human desires. Chosen, betrayed, redeemed. Samson by Eric Wilson. Available where fine books are sold.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
So welcome back, everybody. I'm Carol Gable, and my guest today is Chaya Pamula from PAM10. So Chaya, we're at that stage of this conversation and your beautiful story about Sofkin, growing up in India, and all of the lessons learned, people along the way that have helped you, you know, on your journey. And there's a man in the journey, too. So let's talk about Pam. And 10.
Great. So PAM10 was established 10 years ago. As the name suggests, you know, PAM is my last name. 10 is the last name of my business partner, co-founder of PAM10. His name is Prasad Tenjella. Especially in the movement of Me Too, this is really a big thing that I would like to highlight on is our friendship that resulted into a partnership where we work together, and I don't have enough words to say how much supportive Prasad is, being a man. It gives me the freedom and the authority to kind of make decisions and drive the organization from a strategy perspective. Mm-hmm. And we both kind of play on our strengths. We complement each other. So I'm responsible for managing the overall strategy, vision for the organization, our services and solutions, technology solutions that we offer to our clients, and also the new products that we have introduced a couple of years ago. And Prasad focuses on majority of the operations. He works on our staffing solutions side of the business. And I cannot say enough that it's not always a challenge to work with men. It's actually, it turned out to be a great experience for me in working in a complementary model with a man and a woman running the organization. So PAM10 offers strategic technology, strategic advisory services, staffing services, and obviously we provide custom software solutions for our clients. We started as a small company with providing website development and digital marketing services to our clients, but we evolved into offering much more complex software solutions to our clients, I'm happy to say that we have some large customers that we work today with, some large global customers. So we have offices in Princeton, New Jersey, in Canada, Mississauga, Toronto, also two other locations in India that are Hyderabad and Vizag. So we are over 160 employees, and in 10 years we made a tremendous progress, and everybody in the organization is really highly motivated, high performers. Without our employees, I don't think we would be able to come this far. The good thing is, as I said earlier, the mission of the company speaks about how we combine the customers, our employees, and the children that we are helping. So just to read our mission statement, we want to become the most reliable technology services company to our customers by being a trusted partner, and the most aspiring workplace to our employees by providing a rewarding career driven by our passion to improve the lives of destitute children. So going back to our earlier conversation, I can say that this is how, as a mission statement, we are bringing all three together that really helps everyone, including our customers, employees, and ourselves, to be able to be motivated every day and be happy and know why we wake up in the morning, come to work, because we are able to make a huge transition in the lives of these children.
Yeah, as I said in the beginning of this program, it's an incredible story that has a lot of flow to it. You know, you talked about your initial, your upbringing, and both your mom and dad assisted you, and then you encountered obstacles and what most people would look at as a disadvantage and turned it into an opportunity. And you did the same thing with less fortunate children, you know, where they look at this as being a great opportunity. They go in every day with their eyes wide open. And then having the good sense to collaborate with Sister Lucy and have her as a mentor. And then once again, you take all of those values and you bring them into PAM 10 and align yourself with Prasad. Now, again, there is no distinguishing male, female. It's just these qualities and attributes and strengths and being able to use them as resources and turn them into success. And along the way, you also find very unique individuals that you've had the great opportunity of meeting, and I've been privileged to witness it. And I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the products, you know, briefly, and why they are solutions within the business place. So, you know, this radio station is housed in the Hunterton Chamber of Commerce. And within the Chamber of Commerce, there's probably 85% business that struggle with issues. And oftentimes they don't see those adversity or those adverse situations as an opportunity. Based on everything that we've talked about so far, what kind of advice would you give our listeners? You know, when they're listening to your story, they're thinking, wow, that's really incredible. This woman's got an amazing story. You know, I'm going through similar situations, but I really haven't looked at my situation the way that Chaya has. What kind of advice would you give to them?
Well, that's a great question and loaded question. I'll try my best to talk about that. But, you know, ultimately, I tell you, as one person, for you to become successful, you need support system, right? Each one of mm-hmm. us may have vision, we may have goals, but we still need a support system. So the support system starts within your home, right? Your family and the people that support you, you need to first win the confidence of your family and get their support system. And then the community. The relationships are so important to continue to evolve and sustain your relationships with your community and the people that you know, your friends and extended family or community, whatever you call. So as an entrepreneur, I realized that it is so important to network with people, connect with them, and grow those relationships. So in my experience, and I give a lot of value to, you know, my relationships with people, as I mentioned earlier, we give so much weightage to our relationship with our clients. And And I can proudly say that we have not lost even a single client in 10 years.
Wow. That's a big boast.
Yeah. But I also, being a person from technology background, I started thinking about how do you connect people, communities, organizations. You took the example of Chamber of Commerce, Carol. So the, one of the things that chambers struggle with is to retain the membership, right, and be able to attract new members to the chambers.
Mm-hmm.
As a person, if I have to go to a meeting networking event, whether it is a chambers event or an association, whatever, I like to make connections with people. I want a platform where I can freely communicate and talk to people. I should know my time is best utilized when I'm networking with somebody. So these thoughts came to my mind, and I want to focus on one product that we created in PAM10. And Carol, you can speak about that, and please feel free to chime in. But this product is a platform that actually enables a very efficient networking. So when I go to an event, I would be able to know who are the people I'm going to network with. I can even connect, pre-connect with the person of my interest, saying that, hey, I'm coming to this event. Would you be able to spend 10 minutes so we can talk? So I already know that my time is going to be very efficiently utilized. And most times you go and you collect business cards, you come back, and then you don't do anything about it.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So this platform is going to help you to kind of keep all those contacts in one place and be able to communicate, continue the dialogue, collaborate, share information, and also be able to not just share the information, be able to help these chambers from their perspective how to attract new members, right, because they have visibility into information, and also how to incentivize their members who are being very actively contributing to the chamber, and also who are the new people they're introducing, how do I follow up and make sure the non-members are converted into members. There's so much on this platform that will help from both member and the chamber perspective.
Right. As you know, Chaya, I'm really familiar with this product, and I dearly love it. As an entrepreneur myself and a startup business, it's really overwhelming. You have constant contact, you have Eventbrite, you have everybody saying, no, me, pick me. I can help you with, this, and I can help you with that. One great value, one benefit of Connect Pro is the integrated benefit of having everything under one roof. If you could talk just slightly about that, because that's what I'm so impressed with.
Yeah, so one challenge is people often have is even organizations, they have a website, right? Then they have their email marketing system, maybe like Constant Contact or, MailChimp, different things, and then they also have a separate membership platform. Everything is a separate system. So the value comes only if you're able to bring in all that information into one central place and use that information to do your operations effectively and also have the information readily available for you to make informed decisions. So by bringing all this information together, it's making the life of these associations or chambers much effective in terms of following up, utilizing their time in improving the efficiency of the operations as an organization rather than struggling to complete their tasks in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if I have information at my fingertips, it's much easier for me to use my time for much more productive things rather than trying to, fight the fire on a daily basis.
Right. And all of us struggle with that, right? So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Chaya, I just want I want you to let the listeners know how they can reach you, and we're going to learn more about getting in touch with you. You talk about connectivity, so we'll get down to basics, how to get you, and when we come back. All right, so thank you. We'll be right back.
Sure, thanks.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back, everybody. For those of you just joining us, I'm Carol Gable, and my fantastic guest today is Chaya Pamela with PAM 10. Unfortunately, if you are just joining us, you've missed a really great show, but you can definitely catch up, and on the recording, you can listen to this wonderful interview. So, Chaya, we've got 5 minutes left, and I want to talk about how you've been able to use your experiences, Sofkin, two different cultures, India, Princeton, even Canada, how do you manage it all? And what would you say to someone who's interested in paying it forward? If you could just address all of your experience and what you've learned, and this time it's a little more inspirational than really giving advice, what you've discovered and the magical part of, your journey and what you've learned. Share that from an inspirational perspective and paying it forward.
Okay. So my life story itself is an example of paying it forward, I would say, because I've looked at the community that I came from, and I looked at some of the challenges that I've experienced. And by God's grace, and also with the support system, I'm able to be what I am today. And I started to think about, the life of some of the children who've got similar experiences like me in their lives, and sitting there and thinking about, that's their fate, and they cannot move forward.
Mm.
They can't make any progress. So I wanted to show them that it is possible to be a successful individual And everyone is special. Each one of us is special in our own unique way. And I started to wonder how I would be able to do that. And I think Softkin is a good platform to demonstrate that to the rest of the children in this world who are sitting there and wondering whether they could see the light in their lives. So not only that, through Softkin we teach our children to pay it forward. So I have a successful story to share. So one of our children whom we picked from the streets, and he, it was very tough for him to adjust to the life where it is much more disciplined and be able to go through the educational system. But, you know, he succeeded, and he received many awards in his academics, and he's looked up by his peers as someone who's got a tremendous amount of values. And he graduated from the most prestigious college in computer science, and then now he's absorbed by top Fortune 500 companies and technology companies. So he works in that company. And now he became someone the children could look up to, and now he mentors and guides the children. He's there every weekend helping the children, and he's also sponsoring one of the children, you know, one child in Softkin.
That's terrific.
He's able to sponsor and take up that expense.
Wow, that's such a great story. So, you know, Chaya, it's really come full circle, right?
Yes. So paying it forward is something that is, you know, a part of the integral system of Softkin, where every child is taught to pay it forward. So I'd say it starts with something called gratitude. We all know that, mm-hmm. right? So
yeah.
As long as we have, we are grateful to things that we have today, and I feel that we'll find doors to recognize and be able to thankful to what we have today and be able to share with other people. So for the generation today, what I strongly recommend is to look for look at things as things that are you're so grateful for what you have, and be able to recognize those as your opportunities, not things as taken for granted. But also think about others whom you would be able to help. So for me, the satisfaction of me being able to help others in their lives is tremendous. Nothing can replace that.
Mm.
It's not even money or even, you know, a vacation. Nothing can replace it. It's a satisfaction I can't even explain in words. So I just hope that if we have a community that pays forward and everybody thinks in that perspective, I think we would have the most ideal community around us, and we don't even need any Softkin or Mahir.
Well, I'd like to end this conversation on a really funny note. I remember you said this one time in a meeting, we have to eat our own dog food. And you definitely eat your own dog food, Chaya, and thank you for being so inspirational. And for everyone out there that you took on this magical journey today, let them know how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, so I can be reached at the email chaya.pamula@pamden.com. Or you can go to www.pamden, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, pamden.com. Go to the website. You will be able to see my details there. And you will also know how to connect with me.
Okay, and everybody, if you're looking for an amazing speaker, Chaya is available, and don't miss that opportunity. And speaking of opportunity, thank you, Chaya, for being with us here today. We really appreciate hearing your story.
Thank you so much, Carol, and thanks to Jean for giving the opportunity as well.
Thank you, Chaya. And thank you all out there for listening to Talented People Radio. And Carol, thanks for being here today.
Oh, my pleasure, Jean.
I hope
thank
you enjoyed
you.
It. What an inspirational story, and what a wonderful woman. All right, you all, take care out there. Until next week on Talented People, have a great day.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
USA Radio News.
This is not a judicial issue. It's really not an executive branch issue. Congress needs to fix it, and I'm optimistic that we can. Our country has a long history of treating children differently, particularly children who have not reached the age of legal accountability.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy's response to a decision last night by a federal judge in San Francisco to temporarily block President Trump's decision to end the DACA program. The DACA program, of course, shields hundreds of thousands of kids from deportation who came to this country illegally with their parents. Congressman Gowdy has an optimistic tone as far as whether a deal can be reached on immigration reform.
So I am optimistic that we're going to be able to solve that and in addition, make sure this is the last time we have to have this conversation, which means border and interior security.
The president did make it very clear once again yesterday the only way a deal will be done in his eyes is if a border wall is funded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
A day after mudslides crushed homes and left at least 15 people dead in Southern California, rescuers are still going through debris and finding people. Take a listen as this woman describes how her and her husband were able to escape the mudslide.
Well, once the boulders and trees came through our house, we climbed up on the roof and waited until the creek went down a bit, and then we climbed off the roof and got to our neighbor's garage, and we just got pulled out of there by the firefighters now.
One of the biggest Republican priorities of the past few years seems to be put on the back burner now, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The chances of repealing Obamacare this year now fading, according to top Republicans. Many say it was barely discussed during a Camp David retreat last weekend with President Trump, which was aimed at focusing on a 2018 agenda. Republicans looking at the midterm elections later this year and minimizing controversial agenda items, also including any broad overhauls of Medicare and Medicaid.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Cahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
North Korea claims the number one spot on the 2018 Open Doors World Watch List for religious persecution. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
While the regime in Pyongyang tops the list for religious persecution, there is a commonality of 35 of the 50 countries on the list. David Curry of Open Doors describes it as Islamic extremism.
We're separating Islamic extremism from Islam because Islamism, as we describe it, is this sect within Islam which embraces a clear political agenda to bring nations under Muslim domination and Sharia law.
I'm John Clemens.
Monday night, President Donald Trump attended the college football playoff national championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. The president was marched out by three ROTC members from Georgia. TJ Maddie was one of those members. He describes the experience of being so close and walking out with the president of the United States.
Just immense pride. I mean, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And to be able to stand at salute two people over from the president of the United States for the national anthem, you can't describe it.
And finally, a truck hauling a shipment of household furniture from Mexico to the United States was selected for a second inspection at the World Trade Bridge in Laredo, Texas. During the second examination, Border Patrol agents found 45 packages hidden in the furniture that contained 112 pounds of cocaine worth an estimated $862,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave White,